Moncrief on News Talk.
On the subject, actually, of working in construction, this might be a reason for that. A survey of the fittest workers has found, unsurprisingly, that tradespeople do the most physical work. Roofers do 23 hours a week of it. So how punishing is that on the body? Pete Finn, otherwise known as Pete the Builder from the TV show Home Rescue, has seen his fair share of building sites. Afternoon, Pete.
Man, John, how are you?
Not too bad. But did you before you even got into building, you like worked in on farms and stuff, so you kind of had a bit of training there?
Yeah, I suppose I've always liked the physical side of things, and yeah, I was more attracted towards, when I was doing summer work, it was farm work that I did, and I just always wanted to kind of get onto a building. So I would have done okay in my leaving cert, could have went to college, but I've just had my heart set on an apprenticeship in carpentry, and that's what I went on and did. And I have to say, I love what I do. It's not always easy, but you know, it's a lovely environment to work in. You've got a good mix of outdoors and indoors, good variety of jobs, and yeah, you certainly do have to put a bit of physical labour in on a daily basis.
Yeah, but is there a difference between when you started and nowadays in the sense of how much strain people are expected to put on their bodies?
Ah, yeah, absolutely. I think, look, as the generations go by and health and safety increases, and, you know, 99% of the time it's increasing in the right direction. Sometimes it can go a bit over the top, but I do think that there's been a dramatic change from when I served my apprenticeship, which is a long time ago now, speaking of people feeling old. It's 30 years ago that I would have served my apprenticeship, and yeah, like even back then, the classic example is the size of a bag of cement back then was double the size of what it is now. Mm. I suppose we're just all a bit more aware and conscious of the fact that, you know, you can, you know, you absolutely have to put your body through some sort of physical strain, but doing it to excess limits on a too much of a regular basis is obviously going to start giving you problems. And again, look, there's been a lot of research done on it, and there's a lot of money to be made by a lot of companies in making sure that, you know, you've got the right Snickers workwear on, or you've got the right kind of tools that you're using for certain jobs as well. So things have changed dramatically, and technology has changed dramatically as well.
Yeah.
Within the construction industry, and most of it for the better, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Now, the Snickers now, I know plenty of women who like, and it's a big change from the builder's arse era, but like Snickers is now you have like sexy construction worker stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, the builder's arse was definitely something that we needed to get out of the industry. And look, there's still the odd bulging bottom from time to time. But in general, I think lads and ladies are keeping themselves, you know, dressed well in the likes of the Snickers gear. And, you know, it also was totally orientated towards making your work job easier as well. They've got four-way stretch in the trousers and pockets everywhere for all sorts of different tools for different trades and all that type of stuff as well. So yeah, I think we've tidied ourselves up a little bit in the industry and a bit more presentable than we used to be.
Yeah, and now, so this survey anyways found that roofers do the most amount of physical work. If you're working on a roof, then how hard is that on the body? Which bits of the body hurts?
Well, I suppose the obvious ones, your legs and your kind of core and your lower back are going to be, you know, under strain. It's more the angle that you're working on. Obviously, roofers obviously the scale the ladder and get up to the top of the scaffold, then end up onto the roof itself. You could be doing slating, or you could be doing a metal material as well. So it's not just it's not like it wouldn't be as heavy lifting as maybe a block layer or something like that, but it certainly you've got a lot more miles to travel, and again, it's at awkward angles, and it's kind of you're sitting down maybe slating and stuff like that as well. So the roofers definitely do put a good shift in, but again, like a lot of different trades, you know, they would work different parts of their body, like the plasterers as well. Like that's a very physical job. Again, it's a lot of miles put in both on their legs and their arms as well. So yeah, like there's no doubt about it. You know, your different trades would have different physical challenges, I suppose, each day, you know, and some are a little bit easier than others. The electricians, they get a handy L number, you know, so they only have to have an L, a few light little devices in their pockets and in their hands, and keep themselves as clean as they possibly can, you know.
Yeah, and so in terms of slagging, is it electricians who get most of the slagging on sites?
Yeah, no, I think each trade has its own tribe, and the banter does be good between each trade. There's no doubt about it, you know, and each trade gets its own fair share of slagging. You know, the electricians are known as the Gucci crew, because they always have themselves all dressed in their nines, and you know, they always charge too much money as well as the general. They never tidy up after themselves, all of those type of things. But then again, the poor old scaffolders and painters get a good bit of slagging as well. So it's all good banter, though. And again, I suppose that's probably what was some of the element of what attracted me to construction, and the fact that you'll be working with a group of people and, you know, being able to have the crack with them, you know, each day. It's good. It is good. And it's still there, thanks be to God. And we have to communicate on a daily basis, which is a good thing, because, you know, if you're two people are lifting something together, they have to communicate with each other. Whereas we live in the communication age, but unfortunately, we seem to communicate a lot more through our phones than we do on face-to-face. Yeah. So I think in construction, we're still doing a bit of the face-to-face stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm glad to hear that the banter is still going on. But I imagine it's changed, because they used to be, you know, the stereotype view of builders that they spend half the day, you know, sitting on scaffolding and whistling at women as they walk past. I assume that's changed.
Well, I can't speak for every single person in the industry is not doing it, but I definitely think it's dramatically reduced. I think the whole world has got a little bit more PC, and there's no doubt about it. In the better, but or to the positive, but I do think the banter is very good. You know, between lads, there's always a bit of crack about, you know, football teams, about inter-county teams, who won the match, stuff like that is always going to be something that creates a bit of fun on site. And as I said there, the bit of slagging between the trades is always good as well. So yeah, no, in general, the crack does be good, and it's certainly not maybe as rough as it used to be, or as off key as I suppose the stereotypical builder back in the day would have been. But I still do think that it's probably the right type of banter now that we've got going on.
Yeah, and I suppose the other cliche must get rid of all of them is that, you know, after a full day's activity or before a full day's activity, that all took into a big greasy breakfast roll. Is it all smashed avocado now that builders are eating?
Yeah, the old jumbo breakfast roll, that was definitely something that we got painted with. But yeah, look, I definitely think the whole world, never mind the construction industry, has got a little bit healthier, and people do bring in smashed avocado. I'm guilty of that the odd time myself. But you know, the wrap and the slightly more healthy living is definitely something that I see in general on sites. But don't get me wrong now, especially over Friday or the odd day, you have to have an old breakfast roll, or why wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course, yeah. God, Joe, it's funny now the amount of comments we're getting in. We had a fella texting in before, and he's texted back in again. His name is James. He's 72 years old. He's a steel fixer. He's been doing it for 50 years. He's still working. And
old school, brilliant.
Old school.
The lads back then, those old school lads, they were raised in a different era, and they are tough out. They are just good, solid lads, and they tip along. You know, and I love having a good mix of lads on site. I love to have lads in around that age, that vintage, that have so much experience. With the new age, kind of middle-aged lads like myself, and then you've got then the younger new lads coming through. And that, you know what? That's what creates great crack as well. And again, I do try and get the apprentices to listen as much as they can to the older guys. And at first they feel as though they're being, you know, preached to or spoken at, but eventually they realise, oh, now I get what that old lad was trying to say to me, and I know I can take it on board. So no, it's good. It's a good old dynamic that we have going on in the construction industry. Look, it's not all perfect, and it's not all roses and, you know, simple stuff, but, you know, it's good, healthy work that you're at every day. And the health and safety has improved a lot. We just need more people in construction. It's as simple as that. There's too many.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, the new generation, like, it's very hard to get lads on site. It's very hard to get people to work on your home. And again, I really do think it's a viable industry if you set yourself up properly and kit yourself out in the right way with the right tools and the right setup and the right education. You can really do well in construction. And, you know, Irish people have a huge culture in construction. Let's keep it going. We're not all IT heads, and we're, you know, we still have a bit of construction left in us, this Irish
population. Oh, no, we still have to be population. We still have to make things, actual things. You're looking for people for the show as well, I understand.
Yeah, the new Home Rescue show is going to be filmed later on in the year, so we're looking for participants. So if you want to hand me and my co-presenter, Dee, your set of keys and leave the house for a while and come back to it completely refurbished, that's an option. So go to cococontent.ie and apply. It's definitely a very positive show for anybody to be involved in, and the new series, thanks be to God, has been commissioned.
Right, good stuff. Okay, Pete, thanks a million for chatting with us today. That was Pete the Builder there.
Moncrief on News Talk.